Why did so many otherwise faithful Old Testament kings fail to remove or destroy the high places? Well, it's true that most of them didn't, although Hezekiah did and Josiah did. I mean, Josiah, wowzer. And Josiah is held in particular honor in 2 Chronicles and 2 Kings because he does that. I mean, he goes up to Bethel and digs up the priests. I mean, Josiah leaves no stone unturned. By the way, as we know from Jeremiah, while he was doing that, the people were worshiping idols. And the kings were not able, their ability to excise what was going on in the hearts of the people had limits. So you get this kind of thing. Here's Asa, but the high places were not taken away. But listen to this. Nevertheless, the heart of Asa was wholly true to the Lord all his days. And so their failure, by the way, the high places, as a general rule, it's kind of the informal idolatry. It's not the formal setups with the altars and that kind of thing. It's just kind of rustic religion. In some cases, it wasn't even idol worship, but it wasn't at the temple. See, the temple and the old covenant had to be the temple. So some of the high place worship was not idolatrous. It just was not in obedience to the place and the mode it was to be done. But notice of Asa, but you know, his heart was wholly true to the Lord. But look, and it's true. The one thing we're in the age of the gospel, but you know, I can't reach your heart. We proclaim things. Of course, now they had a kingdom, they had an army, they had a police force. And so Jehoshaphat, Joash, Amaziah, and Azariah, all of those good kings, especially Jehoshaphat, love the guy. None of them were able to get the high places down. And I think the answer is just really hard to do. And they face persistent opposition to its effort. You know, it's really an interesting thing to read 2 Kings and to read 2 Chronicles on Josiah. And it's just a love fest. I mean, Josiah is the great, and it's just, things are great. And you read 2 Chronicles, you're like, God, things are great there. Then you read Jeremiah, and you're like, yikes. And so, you know, it's not feasible for them, unless you're going to go to the extreme measures of Josiah. And even though he destroyed the high places and he spent an awful lot of his energy doing that, the people were still making the sacred cakes to whatever, I forget which god that was, the astral goddess. And they weren't able to enforce it. And this was the problem of the old covenant, that they couldn't, the covenant itself, the law was written on tablets of stone and not written on their hearts. Now, it ought to be different in the new covenant because of the outpoured Holy Spirit. We're post-Pentecost, the difference of the new covenant. I will write my law on your minds. I will place it in your hearts. And yet, at any one time, we're all in process. So it would not be an easy thing to do at all.